You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning. It is 8:06. Nice to have you back here up north on this Monday, September 8th, 2025. State Senator Jeff Smith will be joining me later this hour to talk a bit more about his efforts to reinstitute funding for programs that help homeless veterans. Otherwise, a couple of sites in Wisconsin, including one here in Chippewa Falls, will be closing their doors. So that's coming up in just a bit. Brittany Merlot is off today. Parker Olson is producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. And just a stone's throw away, literally, I've seen him throw rocks at these people down in Studio A1, would be John and Gordy
guys over there
from WMDX. There, guys, how are you?
Oh, real good.
Doing great.
We've avoided a few rocks this morning, so thank you.
Yes. It's not a very clear line of sight right now, you know.
See, that's the deal.
The thing is, he's got a clear line of sight to Luke Mathers' office. So that's where the real
bricks
get thrown here. So I mean, what a gorgeous weekend, gorgeous morning. Did you guys get out and do much? Did you do stuff around the house?
Oh yeah.
Well, we were pretty busy at a special WMDX listener appreciation party. Here in Madison, and it was at a place called Downdrin's Distilling, and we had some listeners show up. We had some prizes we gave away, and also they took tours of the facility there. Took some tasting tour of the distillery, and that was a lot of fun.
And Downdrin's is all over the state too. You might want to ask for it by name.
Listener appreciation, Parker. We got to get one of those. We either got to get listeners or we got to start to appreciate them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we need one and then the other. We'll work on that.
Well, Luke Mathers appears to be listening, but he works here. Does that count as a listener?
No.
Okay.
No. That's more in the category of babysitter.
That makes sense.
It really was great fun.
I mean, you know, it was a great place to go.
Actually, Luke mentioned the place to us, and he goes there quite frequently for, I think, trivia parties, get-togethers. Yeah,
that's so wonderful.
Big thumbs up from him.
Okay, yeah. And then of course we had a lot of sports that we got to watch this weekend with the Badgers, the Packers, the Brewers, something good for everybody.
Well, the Packers look really good, didn't they? Just fantastic. And
I don't know. The Lions have their card.
Oh yeah,
I missed it all because I allowed a Sunday function to be organized by non-Wisconsin friends from Minnesota and Washington D.C. They were all getting together. They had all worked in Wisconsin at some point, but they set this up. And by the time I put two and two together and realized it was the Packers opener, it was too late. So I just kept looking at my watch, going, "Oh, we're doing really good. This would be a fun game. This would be a fun game to watch. Not on my watch, like the score is being telegraphed in,
right, or something
like that." So I'm sure it was fun here. So,
but the ice guy was out in the stands, and it was it's not exactly cold yet.
No, he had the frozen tundra.
The frozen tundra guy.
I can't remember what it was. But
he does that for every game, not just the cold weather games.
Yeah. Wow. I saw a story on him. He does it fresh every time he puts those icicles on.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's
and then it's hard to get it off because he has to use a certain chemical.
Oh.
So it's a laborious process.
How many years do you think he'd take off?
Commit to a bit. I mean, he's got it.
That's
In for a dime, in for a dollar on this.
You'd think he'd wait until it was cold.
Yeah.
To make it look like something that made sense.
But hey, it gets attention, and it's a look. That's just fine. You know, some things the branding just sticks. Here's some more branding that just sticks. I feel bad for anybody who is either named or might think of someday naming their daughter Karen. Because when you guys mentioned that you were talking about the woman who like took the baseball away from a kid at a Phillies game, I just put into search Phillies baseball. And the very next word that comes up is Karen. And sure enough, in some of the headlines, you know, it's all about this this woman who they refer to now as a Karen. And we'll tell the folks what you were talking about, what this woman did.
We were talking about, you know, how it all unwound and how it just kept getting more interesting as the day, you know, came out ahead. It was just like the Marlins. This is here's the summation of it. A Philadelphia Phillies game against the Miami Marlins. A woman aggressively seized a home run ball from a father and his young son who was celebrating his birthday, sparking widespread outrage online. The father reluctantly handed over the ball to de-escalate the confrontation. The teams responded positively later on. The Marlins gave the kid a package of stuff out in the stands during
merch. Yeah.
And all of this, of course, unfolded on fan cam in the stadium. So everybody knew what was going on. And then later on, the boy was taken down into the Marlins dressing room. And the guy who hit the home run ball, and that is Harrison Bader, he came up with a bat and signed a bat for this kid. All right. And then it even progressed further from there. Marquette grad Marcus Lemanis, chairman and CEO of Camping World and also Bed Bath & Beyond Online, said this. He posted this on X. He said, "I'll send this young man and his family to the Major League Baseball World Series on me." And
wow.
Then he followed that up with saying, "Oh, and you just won an RV as well."
An RV.
Yeah. Whoa. And this, well, yeah. I mean, he's the head of Camping World, you know, he's got RVs all over the place.
Yeah. Now, in true social media fashion, there is an extra wrinkle here.
There
was, of course, you know, the internet was filled with posts that said, you know, they showed a picture of the woman and said, "Do your thing, internet." In other words, you know, identify, name and shame, maybe get this woman fired. Yeah. And because she's got a somewhat of a common name or common enough name, a different woman with the same name was identified, and the ire of the internet rained down upon her. She had to put out a statement going, "I am not Phillies Karen," because yes, that's her nickname now, Phillies Karen.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was, you know, she was nearly, I won't say she was nearly fired from her job, but her employer had to say, "That's not her, and we're not firing her. Different person. This is, we're looking for instant gratification," to the point where other people become collateral damage along the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Harrison Bader signed that bat, there was a photo of it. And so somebody used AI to insert Karen into the signing of that bat. And she was saying, "That's my bat too." So, I mean, and then they came out with Halloween costumes. They call her Ball Snatcher Karen. Included in the costume is a Karen wig, Phillies jersey, oversized glasses, and blank complaint form, and it's adult size. And of course, her line is, "That bat is mine." So, and then there is the action figure.
There's more?
Yes. This action figure has little tiny baseballs in the package, along with her action figure, Karen the Ball Snatcher. So there you go.
And we were just talking last week about the guy that snatched the hat away from the kid at the U.S. Open.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
So at the heart of all this,
I know,
and we say this with youth sports all the time as well. Hey, adults, act like adults already. Okay. Boy, there were some bad words I was about to say there. Just act like the grown-ups you're supposed to be. Stop being a jerk, especially around kids.
This
shouldn't be hard.
You know, the thing is, I missed a foul ball a couple of weeks ago. I talked about
that.
We were at the Brewers game with a few listeners, and a ball came straight to me. I had a beer in my hand and just one free hand, and I could not catch the ball with one free hand. It rolled down my arm onto the seat. The guy behind me grabbed the ball. Now, had I known that something like this could happen, a meme like this, I would have at least confronted the guy for a while.
Do you know how many listeners that would have brought into your show?
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I'm thinking about
yeah.
it.
Play up the victimhood, because then the team will reward me with all of this. Yeah,
that's right.
Because we're all victims now in this day and age. We're talking to John and Gordy from WMDX down in Madison about sports and the whole basics of having to simply behave yourself and act like a grown-up in public. You know, it's the old Bud Grant line about touchdown celebrations. Act like you've been in the end zone before. You know, everybody's got to be dramatic about everything here. So.
Except with the Lambo leap. I mean, you know, I know that's going over the top and
taunting. That's not taunting or anything. That's a celebration. That's right. Good. I'll go with that.
Wasn't the Lambo leap a couple of years ago while the NFL was like kind of cracking down on celebrations for a bit? They were like, actually, we're going to write an amendment. You can Lambo leap. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine the blowback if they had to try to actually ban the Lambo leap. You know, it was I don't want to say nice talking about the COVID pandemic, but one of the things that came out of it was when stadiums were empty for a while, they had the thing where there'd be a camera in the corner of the end zone, and anytime the defense did something big, the whole team would rush to that camera in the corner of the end zone. And I noticed that still is like a holdover from the pandemic now the defense feels like when they make a big play, they can, you know, celebrate and kind of mug it up for the camera, things like that. And again, if it's a nice, happy celebration, that's fine. It's the taunting stuff and the rude behavior. Like we don't need that.
Right. Well, we saw the opposing team jump into the stands also at Lambeau Field. That's taunting.
That's taunting, and that you deserve the beer that gets spilled on you. I'm sorry. I just got done telling adults to behave, but if you're an opposing player doing a Lambeau leap, you're going to get beer spilled on you.
Get out of my stands, dang it.
Exactly.
One of the commercials that you guys do makes the rounds quite a bit for hearing aids.
Yeah.
And I was telling Parker last week about getting these second generation AirPod, whatever. They have such names. Just name it something like the Mustang or whatever. Oh, so AirPod 2, second generation Pro, whatever the heck it is. But it can perform as like a hearing aid as well. And somewhere in the commercial, one of you, I think, Gordy, talking about your grandkids, hearing your grandkids better now.
Yes. Yeah, they do help out.
I just want to, for the rest of our audience, we don't get to know about the, you know, the grandkids, how many you got and why are they talking to you if you can't hear them? You
know? Well, this is interesting. There's a couple of different things going on here. So yeah, the hearing aids, I find helpful in certain situations. Now I do have two grandkids. One is 14. The other one is just about to turn 9. Okay. Interestingly enough, the older one is deaf. And has been deaf since he was 2 years old. He had bacterial meningitis and wiped out his hearing. He survived the meningitis, but it did take away his hearing. He had cochlear implants put in about a year later. Those did not work. I mean, he's rejected those, and we feel that's because he's on the spectrum of autism and it's too much sensory information. He wasn't used to what sound is, and try as we might over the last 10 or 12 years, he still rejects the cochlear implants. So he's learning a little bit of signing, but that's a struggle. And then the other grandkid is also on the spectrum. She can hear and speak just fine, but so it's you know, I love interacting with them. I see them every week. They're great kids, but they have some challenges ahead of them.
But look, again, anything that helps with the communication end, whether it's hearing aids, implants, all of those things are, you know, better than what previous generations had. And so we're thankful for that. So I'd appreciate
you
sharing that story with us. We're talking to John and Gordy from WMDX down in Madison. And at 8:35, we're going to talk to State Senator Jeff Smith about helping out homeless veterans in Wisconsin. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Milwaukee Brewers swept the Pittsburgh Pirates over the weekend, and now they're in Arlington, Texas, taking on the Rangers. Pre-game of tonight's game, first of three, will begin at 6:30 on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. The Badgers were winners against Middle Tennessee. Now they head to Alabama, to take on the Crimson Tide. Saturday's game pregame begins at 9 a.m. on several Civic Media stations. And in the Packers, you don't have to wait till next Sunday because they're playing this Thursday on Amazon Prime to kick off week two. They will be hosting the Washington Commanders. Again, head over to civicmedia.us to learn more about that. John and Gordy are with us from our Civic Media station down in Madison. When the Packers have those Thursday night games, which, I mean, again, we're very early risers, so it's not like we're sticking around to the end of it anyway. But is that something where will you go look it up special on Amazon Prime, or it's something you don't have, and it's just, as far as you're concerned, it's a bye week for the Packers if it's on, you know, Amazon or the Brewers or on Apple TV or anything like that?
Yeah,
I have Amazon Prime, so I'll be watching the game. Yeah,
well, same here.
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah, so I'll have it on. But if it's not a Packers game on a Thursday, then it's kind of like, I don't know if I'll actually tune in. I don't really care.
Yeah, if you happen to see it, you do. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
Down in Madison this week is something called Idea Fest, which sounds rather antithetical to what we do over here, but apparently other people do have good ideas and like to talk about them. And this has been going on for a while here, guys. And so what kinds of guests are they expecting to come into town this week for this?
Boy, this is a really big event, and J.B. Pritzker's going to be there. I wonder if, you know, he'll be too busy blockading Trump from invading Chicago. I don't know.
But, maybe.
We'll see. Pritzker, I think he's going to be there on Wednesday.
I believe so. Okay. And also Governor Tim Walz. You know, back to Pritzker, you know, he's going to block ice with salt trucks. You heard that, right?
Yes.
So it's salt and ice is kind of a thing. Anyway, Governor Pritzker, Governor Walz will be there. Some other notables, Eugene Robinson from, he's a columnist, Washington Post, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Well, it used to be, yes.
Yeah, and Maureen Dowd, Jennifer Rubin will be there. And there's a lot more. You can go to CapTimesIdeaFest.com. We were talking with the publisher, Paul Fanlon, last week about this lineup. I think they've been doing this, it'll quote me, but I think 8 or 9 years at least.
For a long time.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every year it's grown bigger and bigger, and they get some pretty big names.
Yes. I mean, and I didn't give proper credit to the Cap Times when this got started, but, it's there. I mean, of all the things that we try to come up with for various events, it's like, oh, let's do a spelling bee. Or let's do a bike ride. Mm-hmm. No, they actually bring in a whole lot of people with good ideas and talk about them. There's a radical notion,
Yeah. And Stacey Abrams will be there. She was actually born in Madison. And her sister, I think, still lives here. She's going to be there.
What a time to come up with some ideas, right?
Yes.
Right?
No shortage of those.
I know. Yeah. I was going to mention the Wednesday session, Wednesday evening and Friday evening as Civic Media is a participating sponsor for those events on Wednesday and Friday evening. So we will be having that on the Civic Media Radio Network on those evenings. We will have some of those discussions.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And John and Gordy are charging an admission fee in case you do listen on the radio.
Right. Right.
Sure.
No, it doesn't work that way. Still free, still local.
Absolutely.
And nobody asked me to be a speaker, so that tells you about my deep well of good ideas.
Well, we felt the same way, Pat.
We thought
we have a lot of opinions here, a lot of ideas.
Yep.
Never get asked.
No, we do. But I think it's good to underscore this whole notion that there can and should still be a thing called policy, where we kick around ideas and then we maybe put those ideas into action, as opposed to, you know, the whims of one guy. And this is how we're going to do everything now is how does the president feel today about this?
It's so unusual. It's so unusual to have a president micromanage the entire economy of the U.S. That is so bizarre. And every
doing
small
such a fantastic job in the process.
One of the things that just is remarkable is that he's taking the Biden project signs down at things that are funded by the Biden administration,
like bridge construction,
or, you know, or factory construction, whatever highways, it is. Yeah. They're taking those down and they're putting up red signs with Trump's name on it as though he backed it up. He funded it. Yeah. Just amazing.
Taking credit.
And it's not like nobody's going to point that out. I mean, I think it's going to have basically what do they call the Barbra Streisand effect? I mean, it's just going to completely backfire Now, they would not have pointed out that these are Joe Biden projects, but if Trump starts trying to take credit for them, yeah. I mean, it's a slam dunk in terms of either a news story or a talk show topic about that. So, hey, go for it. Go ahead and switch the signs. Give us something else to talk about, you know? So,
well, it's pretty much a meme already on X. They're showing one sign, you know, with Biden on it, and then the new sign with Trump's name on it in red. So, yeah, it's already happening.
Unbelievable. Stacey Abrams will be appearing on Maggie Dawn's show tomorrow at 5:35, ahead of Idea Fest. She's also going to have Joe Costa Zamarripa coming up today at 4:35, a Secretary of State candidate, as we continue the longest, slowest parade of candidate announcements that we could ever have in Wisconsin. It's like each week we might eventually get one more candidate here, one more candidate there. But it's good. You know, it beats 10 candidates announcing at once. So,
I like the fact that Republican candidates are asking the National Guard to come in to Milwaukee. I find that fascinating. It's not a popular idea.
No. And again, plays great with your base. But boy, when it comes time for that general election and you got to defend that, that strikes me as not a very good idea. John and Gordy, you can catch a morning 6 to 8 from our station down in Madison through the Civic Media app if you're not in the Madison area. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great start to the week.
You too.
Same to you, Pat. Right. Thank you.
State Senator Jeff Smith is going to join us as well just a bit to talk about helping homeless veterans. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north. Breaking entertainment news here, just across the wires. Rick Davies, the founder and lead singer of Supertramp, who co-wrote some of their biggest hits, and it says here, lent a biting, world-weary tone to its music, died on Saturday at the age of 81. Rick Davies from Supertramp passing away. State Senator Jeff Smith looking to connect with us, and hopefully we'll be talking to him very shortly. First, let me tell you about our weekend newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. In the latest edition, we kick off with some of my thoughts on Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley and her being what I would call a master practitioner of pot calling the kettle black politics, talking about, you know, leaving the Supreme Court because of the bitter partisanship, personal attacks, and political gamesmanship that go on in the court. She's worried about that. We also had the results of our question of the week last week, which was about Dreamers, including some of the reader reaction to that question. And then there's this week's question, which goes like this. We still don't know the full extent of the harm and terror brought about by the late sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein, but we do know a couple of things. One, justice is way overdue for his victims. And two, this never should have become a political football, which is what makes it so odd that a president who promised as a candidate to release all the relevant files has done a complete 180 and now says it's all a hoax. Now, there are many ways to look at this, but I laid out four of them and asked which is closest to what you think. And if you want to weigh in on this, well, first off, you should subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get it first. All kinds of responses have come in. But you can also get into the comment sections of Facebook and YouTube, either for Up North News or for Civic Media, and share your thoughts that way. Or go to the Civic Media app and use the text feature or the voice note feature and let us know if one of these four options is closest to what you think. A, Donald Trump did some bad things and is trying to keep them quiet. B, Trump is not named as an offender in the files, but he's trying to protect one or more people who are. C, Trump is not named as an offender in the files, but he's using the information to pressure or blackmail others who are listed. And then D, Trump is right. It's all a hoax conjured up by Democrats, and all of these women are in on the conspiracy. I can say confidently that I have received none of those responses yet for option D, but it's out there as well. And so, again, if you want to be one of the first to respond to our questions of the week, head over to our newsletter and sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com to learn more. Folks who have been listening to our newscast throughout the day know that there is a problem with homeless veterans that should be addressed through various state programs, but it's not getting done. And it's shall we say, it's been interesting that in the rush to get a state budget passed, funding for these homeless veteran programs was not put back in place. And now the clock is ticking toward the closing of a couple of these centers that help out our homeless vets. And Republicans somehow are trying to blame the governor who put in the budget request, and they zeroed it out. Yeah. Senator Jeff Smith is joining us now from the Eau Claire County town of Brunswick to pick up the story from there. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. Sorry, I had a little difficulty online this morning.
That's okay. Technical difficulties are you know, part of our part and parcel of what we do over here. So, just glad to have you in here. And so, I'd set up the notion that, you know, this debate, I can't believe it's a debate, this debate is going on over something that was being funded. Let's start at the very beginning, then we'll get to the funding here. We're talking about something called Veterans Housing and Recovery Programs, Veterans Housing and Recovery Programs, VHRP. I know it's one of those bureaucratic acronym things, but these VHRPs are administered by the State Department of Veterans Affairs Office, and the governor put in a budget request for additional funding. And the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee zeroed out that request for additional funding. And let's go back a step, Jeff, because one of these programs is here in the Chippewa Falls area, not far from you at all. And with it facing closure, what is it that this one and another program do that are at the center of this entire issue?
This is a really important program, and it actually the one Klein Hall, which is near, even closer to you than it is to me, but it's in my district, and it's the largest one in the state, or was, until they've done this terrible slashing of the funding. But you're right; it was funded in the budget. Additional funding was needed because there's a lot of upgrades that needed to be done on this building and some other sorts of things. The Republicans made all sorts of excuses since then, including, I think, heard you say that they like to blame the governor, but somehow they blame a governor who put the funding in his budget and they cut it. This is typical of the way this majority party has been acting and behaving for 15 years, that they don't know how to govern. They all they do is point fingers and do everything they can to make things fail and then blame others for it.
Well, they do that in this way. They said, well, in the rush to pass a state budget, that flurry of activity during that last week of June, basically, that there were a lot of things being negotiated back and forth, and that the governor never mentioned that one, as if he is supposed to babysit all of the things that Republicans zeroed out and say, put the money back in for those things, when the root cause of all of this is Republicans zeroing out things and then just casually forgetting about it, just casually treating these homeless veteran programs like some kind of a political football. And you and State Senator Jamie Wall in Green Bay are not letting them get away with this.
Well, it's yeah, that's right. You know, Pat, they are in the majority. They're in the majority. They can fix things. They don't need the governor, as they keep pointing out. They don't need Democrats, as they keep pointing out. I heard a most ludicrous thing, by the way, the other day from Representative Summerfield, that we negotiated in good faith, but we don't need Democrats. Said that in the same breath.
Okay.
So, you know, that, yeah, I don't think that was negotiating good faith. Good faith was the fact that, okay, we accept the fact that you cut it, and we're going to give you another chance. We tried to put all those funding, not just that one, all the funding that they took out on Veterans Affairs, we tried to put that in an amendment on the floor. They voted that down. So then, okay, you don't want that. So now we introduce the standalone bill, just focus simply on this program and Klein Hall and the building in Green Bay as well, those two buildings. You know, narrowed it down, kept narrowing it down, and they won't have a hearing. They won't bring it to the floor. They've even canceled, to tell you the truth, Pat, if you haven't heard, in the state Senate, they've chosen not to have a Senate or a session day at all in September of this month. And of course, that's the deadline for getting this done.
A session that's supposed to happen post state budget to start taking on all the other non-budget matters that come up. And so again, Republicans leading the state Senate have decided to keep collecting a paycheck for the month of September, but without holding a session that would enable bills like this to be able to pass. Now, you mentioned that there is a Republican bill to also restore the funding. It's sponsored by Republican Senator Andre Jacques, but And if memory serves, when you tried on the floor of the Senate during the budget bill debate to put this money back in, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe every Republican voted against it except for Senator Andre Jacques, who's now got this bill to reinstate the funding. And while I suppose some credit is due to Senator Jacques that way, again, it really shouldn't have gotten to this point where only one Republican is speaking up for homeless veterans. It's a real commentary on the state of the Senate Republican caucus right now.
Well, it is. And again, that's the reason they can't even hold a session, because they are so discombobulated right now in their caucus, that Senate caucus, that they can't come together and agree on doing anything. But yet they will be, I'm sure, all the rest of this campaign year during the next year, talk about how they love veterans and they support veterans. But I'm going to tell you, if you were to ever tour that program and sit down with the people who run that program, like I have, it would break your heart, the fact that they are kicking people out and ignoring the needs that they have.
Yeah. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said, well, we gave the entire Department of Veteran Affairs an increase, and so they should just use some of that money. Again, it's such a cavalier notion of, well, if we just throw a few coins at the Veterans Affairs office overall, they'll figure out what to do with it. I mean, it just strikes me as a real abdication of their job duties. They're happy to micromanage a lot of places in the state budget unless it's not convenient for them.
Well, It's the fact that he didn't even sit down and talk to people about this who are in charge of this program. And tell you the truth, it's too late. You know, they couldn't just wait until the day that it closes and say, oh, we're closing the doors, and now all these clients that we have are you just can't come in anymore. Yeah. They had to give them fair warning. They had to find places for them to go. And they've been doing that ever since the budget was passed. So there is no one there now. It's sad. It's a really sad state of affairs. And you know the grounds that where they are, Pat. It's a beautiful grounds that the state owns, and the building is an interesting building that could have been saved. But here we are trying to find a way to restore this program from the ground up. We're going to have to start from scratch next year.
Which I know Alicia writes on YouTube, I get angrier by the day on this VHRP issue. And she says, what's even worse is the legislators who are loudest against these bills are often veterans themselves. I've left very little time for the other matter I wanted to get to. So just give me the brief overview of the package of bills that legislative Democrats unveiled last week, that basically a pro-worker, pro-economic development agenda. What's it do? It gets rid of some of like the union busting and puts back prevailing wage, things like that.
Yeah, and you know how that works, Pat, but we are, again, trying to restore some of the egregious things that happened in the Walker era, which, again, prevailing wage is a really good example to preserve the fact that our workers get the work here in the state of Wisconsin at wages that are family-oriented and supporting, and not let some fly-by-night outfit come in and steal those jobs on at low wages, send that money out of state as well. And we just can't let that happen. But we also, the contracts that are signed by you between labor and the state, that yep. should be also restored so that yep. those contracts guarantee good wages, fair working conditions. But all on top of it, it works both ways because it also guarantees a timely fashion in which the job gets done.
Exactly. State Senator Jeff Smith from Eau Claire County. Jeff, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Have a great day. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here we go. The Brewers swept the series in Pittsburgh, and now they are in Texas to take on the Rangers. Game one coverage begins at 6:30 this evening on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, Hayward, and WRJN in Racine. And it is to Radio Park in Racine, where we had right now to talk to one Greg Bach about Matt and Air on Air. Coming up next across the Civic Media Radio Network, Mr. Bach, good morning. How are you?
Okay, so when the Brewers play Pennsylvania, the entire state, I'm like, watch it. And when you said swept, I'm like, they didn't sweep. In fact, they lost. And then I realized, oh, yeah, they played three other games and they won all. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to, okay.
There was the Phillies and then there was the Pirates. And the Pirates are, they're not having their best year.
Yeah, I guess it's back to still being the best team in baseball.
Yep. I guess that's it. You know?
Might as well just give us that ring now, folks. Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not jinxing anybody. My word means nothing. All right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Hi. We're real good. Thanks. Did you relax during the weekend? Watch the game? Nothing. Nothing. Okay.
It was a very busy weekend. My mother-in-law turned 80 yesterday, so we did a lot of stuff this weekend. It was actually a two-weekend celebration, so we were closing it out yesterday. We went to go see a play in Illinois. Went to go to Drury Lane. Ooh. Where I was
the Muffin Man there?
Happily one of the youngest people in the room. I looked around, I'm like, woo.
You know, there could be a cottage industry now on 80th birthdays because those are all the baby boomers start turning 80 this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for the next however many years, there's going to be a whole lot of 80th birthday parties and, you know, you could do worse than to find a way to cater to all those parties that are going to be going on for the big 8-0, you know.
I walk up to be like, "Hello, ladies. Does anyone need some Malto meal? Anybody need cod liver oil?
These are baby boomers. You gotta like play Woodstock music for a man and you know, make them feel like hippies again.
Remember when you wanted peace and love, and now you just want young people to shut up."
Oh, boomers, we kid because we're not happy with the world you left.
No,
us.
Exactly. Otherwise, yeah, exactly.
So Jane continues with a little bit of time off, and yes. Mr. Bach is holding down the fort admirably, I might add, including a discussion that is coming up today with Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman.
No, actually, that isn't there. There's been a change in plan. Change in plan, folks.
Okay. Sorry.
Sholly will not be joining us this morning. Instead, we will be having a gentleman you just had on, Mr. Jimmy Cuska, on to talk about the Packers win, talk about Badgers, to talk about all things sports, including, and I love hearing him as well as Chad Holmes talk about this, but local sports, the high school stuff to be on the lookout for as well. He'll be on at 9:35 this morning, and then Thomas Gulke and some other individuals from their group, Groundswell Collective, will be here to talk about a whole host of issues they are working on right now, including one where through the power of people and organizing, they got themselves more Sunday bus service in Walworth County, which is blown through the roof in popularity. Like, ridership is up through the roof. Really excited about that stuff. And they're going to be here to talk about all the things they're working on, including that aspect as well. So they'll be on at 10:06, and we're going to be having Thomas and his friends on for three segments because there's a lot to talk about.
There is, actually, and it's when you talk about, look, public transportation and bus ridership and all that, it is it's not sexy. And yeah, no. It is. If you were to give an award for the least sexy topic that is most important to the most number of people, yeah, rural transit would be way up there on that list. If you were covering news just in rural communities in Wisconsin, rural counties, this is a big deal for them.
You know, honestly, Pat, I couldn't agree with you more, and I'll even take that topic and expand upon it because we've been talking about it a lot on our show. I know you. It's something we're focusing a lot, I think, on Civic Media, is just the importance of protecting our rural communities, the fact that we have so many, you know, the big bill for billionaires is going to decimate hospitals in the rural area. We've got the closure of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that, you know, that services so many networks, TV and radio, in those rural areas to get them the news, emergency broadcast systems. So I think it's important to keep that conversation going on how these things, these aspects, as you mentioned it, like, they're not sexy issues, mm-hmm, but they're important ones. And they're, yeah, important for those people out there who have to travel further than you or I do, because we live in cities and they do not.
Right. I mean, there's all the talk about jobs. We need jobs. Jobs are everywhere. But in a lot of these communities, part of the reason you don't see, you know, a company come to town is we're either talking about rural transit or, mm-hmm, affordable housing. And there are people here, there are communities that could host, you know, these new jobs in some way, shape, or form. But until you deal with housing and transit, mm-hmm, your community is really just, you're running in place. And yeah, you're not going to grow without that. So I think it's a great topic to bring up.
Yeah, and just to cap off on that, you know, we went to the Northwoods this summer. Todd Alba, Jane, yeah, Retinair, and I did for a week of shows, and it's really fun to fall in love with those areas, those beautiful wooded areas with great people, small communities, just very, very Midwestern feel to it. But then you talk about the fact that some of these communities are dying because industry left, and they can't get people, they can't get a business to move in to help re-energize it. They have to travel 2 hours to a hospital because the one they went to was closing. So right, it really opens your eyes to those struggles and to really make you feel like, all right, we need to speak on behalf of and with these people, these individuals, because they are as important as the folks who live in the cities as well.
It's really that you know, big old word, infrastructure, your housing, yarp, your transportation, and also, by the way, your internet access. Well, some of these communities, mm-hmm, have learned that they can attract people if they are commuter workers, and instead of being in an office in Chicago or New York or whatever, they can do their work up north if they've got a good connection. But yeah, you got to get the good connection first. So you, yes, need you all of these things to have our rural communities grow. Greg's going to be talking about that and more, part of Matt and Air on Air, coming up next. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful morning.
Yes, you as well. And thanks to all of you, Parker, you as well, for being part of our day here today on these mornings with Pat Kreitlow. That's me, powered by Up North News, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll see you bright and early up here, up north, 6 a.m. tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.